WMFO Medford. It is 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Wednesday, December 26th, day after Thanksgiving, and I'm Mike Newman, and Mike Stewart's here with me, and we're here for a couple of hours, three to be exact, to feature something that Mike Stewart has wanted to do for a long time. It's a labor of love, right? The Malden Music Project.
Yes, that is correct.
You're a long time, actually, you're a townie. You've lived in Malden all your life.
Even though I was born in Everett, I grew up in Malden.
I didn't know that.
Yes. All right. Wooden Memorial Hospital.
All right, so we are going to play a bunch of tracks today, and all of them have a Malden, Mass connection.
Yes, that's correct. About 5 years ago, as I started in radio here, I was doing a Saturday program. Excuse me. I started bringing music in, local music, and I started kicking around the idea of doing a show just all about Malden musicians, people that were born in Malden, came from Malden, you know, lived in Malden, and... excuse me. It was an interesting journey. I don't say that basically it's all encompassing. It's a little taste. It's a sample. Obviously, there was some times with issues with getting all the music together. Some artists didn't get back to us. Sometimes we couldn't find it on the internet. Sometimes I couldn't find it myself. And with the limitation of time, I finally got into the production studio with the help of Mike here. Just recently, and we had to plan it during the vacation where there's larger blocks of time. So it can't be done anytime during the year. It has to be done when we have a lot of blocks of time at WMFO. It's a busy station with a lot of students. So, as I said before, it's not encompassing, but it's a little taste of all different kinds of music. As I looked at it, there'll be full songs, there'll be commentary for me, and there'll be like little snippets here and there, little tastes, because of limitation of time and time in the production studio. So if people are interested in this, I'm hoping to do it again with maybe more commentary, maybe some more music in the future. I don't know what that would be, maybe this summer possibly, but we wanted to get at least the ball rolling with the people that we had. And so I hope you enjoy it. And you can contact me, Michael Scott Stewart, on Facebook if you have any commentary. Like I said, it's not an all-encompassing, and I apologize for the people that we might not been able to get on for different reasons. So, Mike, I guess we need to start in, and before we start in, I wanted to start with an early artist that people would be familiar with, maybe the older generation. But, you know, it kind of sets it up and go, you know, to newer people as they progressed in Malden. Like I said, they were either born in Malden or have lived in Malden, or they said they're from Malden. And that's how we got going. So, Mike, you want to get the show rolling here?
And starting with the Ames Brothers.
Ames Brothers, yes. And as people don't know the Ames Brothers, I'll do a little commentary after a couple songs, but basically Ames Brothers were from the Suffolk Square section of Malden. Ed Ames went on to be an actor, was on the Johnny Carson show, and did the famous axe incident, and was Mingo on Daniel Boone. So there was brothers that they were from the, you know, late 40s, early 50s, did the music of that era, and I hope you will enjoy this.
The naughty lady of Shady Lane has hit the town like a bomb. The back fence gossip ain't been this good since Mabel ran off with Tom. Our town was peaceful and quiet before she came on the scene. The lady has started a riot, disturbing a suburban routine. The naughty lady of Shady Lane has the town in a whirl. The naughty lady of Shady Lane, me, oh my, oh what a girl. Bum ba bum 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 ba bum bum bum. You should see how she carries on with her admirers galore. Must be giving them quite a thrill, the way they flock to her door. She throws those come hither glances at every Tom, Dick, and Joe. When offered some liquid refreshment, the lady never
oh my, oh what a girl. Bum 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 bum. The things that I used to paint on her.
Don't you understand? I want to be your loving man all by myself. Lord, all by myself. I don't wonder when the wind's gonna do it all by myself, guaranteed, darling. All by myself. All by myself. All by myself. We don't wonder when the wind's gonna do it all by myself. Mama gonna have a little fun all by myself, all by myself. We don't want no one who's gonna have it all by myself. Oh, little girl, don't you understand? Jack wants to be your loving man all by myself, all by myself. I don't want no one with us. We're gonna do it all by ourselves, honey. Yeah. I'm gonna have a little fun all by myself, all by myself. We don't want no one with us gonna have it all by herself. We don't want no one with us gonna have it all by herself.
Yeah, you just heard Journey A. We started this top of the set. We sorry for the little technical difficulty you had, the little blurb. But we started the set with the Ames Brothers with Ed Ames was the famous actor, and that was the Naughty Lady from Shady Lane. And some people might remember that from their family's record or parents' record collection. And typical 40s, early 50s style music. We followed that up with Preacher Jack. Preacher Jack Coughlin, as people know, the big boogie-woogie pianist from Alden. Got to hang out with people like Jerry Lee Lewis. And we tip our hat to him. He's in Tewksbury State Hospital with multiple health issues, but he played the boogie-woogie piano for years and has a couple of recordings out. And that song was called All By Myself. We followed that up with the Beacon Street Union, The Clown Died in Marvin Gardens. Unfortunately, my notes are not with me, but one of the members of the band was in the Beacon Street Union that was started by John Lincoln Wright. We followed that up with the well-known Maldonian, Norman Greenbaum, Spirit in the Sky, basically in the late 60s, this came out. He basically came from Alden, relocated to California, and this song has been used in several movie and films and TV series, so everybody's pretty familiar with Norman Greenbaum. And the last of the set was from Johnny A., a Maldonian, from the Linden section. We know that Norman Greenbaum and the Ames Brothers from the Suffolk Square area. Johnny A. was from the Linden section of Alden and went on to play with Peter Wolf and a bunch of other people. Had a band, Streets, that had a hit single out. And that song was called Oh Yeah. He does a lot of instrumental jazz-inspired performances, and you can catch him around the Boston area. Now, far as Alden goes... A lot of people, you know, they kind of got me interested. It was the different people that came from Alden. And we obviously had Johnny A. We had Mary Hall, Barrett Adams, an editor. We had the Ames Brothers, obviously. We have Walter Brennan, award-winning actor from Alden. We also had a children's author, Ed Embry, Anna May, actress. We have Gary Sharon. Obviously, we had the guy that made Converse sneakers right from Alden. They lived right in Alden. They had a big estate that burned down during the 20s, and that's where Converse sneakers came from. We had Frank Stell, the well-known artist. Obviously, everybody knows Albert DeSalvo, the Boston Strangler. He lived in Alden, and there was a movie done about him. You know, lots of people that came from Alden. Kill Kowalski. Lived in Alden, right over, right up in Plymouth Road, looking over Salem Street. Ed Markey, the member of the U.S. Senate. Dan Ross, a national football player. John Volpe, the governor of Massachusetts. You know, Wigglesworth, a preacher and author. So, I mean, we have tons of people that came from Alden. And it's worth checking out. You can go to the Alden Wikipedia and check that out. We're going to probably continue on in a minute. Like I said, it's not all-encompassing. It's a taste. If we have any little blurbs, I hope you excuse that for now. And we hope to do another one more informative with more commentary and maybe bigger and better probably, you know, in the upcoming months or maybe this summer. So thank you, Mike Newman, for helping me in the production studio. And away we go with more music.
the one who never wants to play. They never ever ask him why. He says he's lonely, can't decide what to do. Well, I felt that way lots of times, and I bet that you have too. Don't think I'm the richer. Don't sit there doing nothing at all. Life is gonna pass you by. Only get one chance, so give it a try. He's always outside, in and out of the light.
Yes. We started this set at the top of the set with I've Got East Coast, West Coast with Charlie Farron with the Joe Perry Project. We followed that up with another Charlie Farron band, Fahrenheit, Staying Together. And then after that was a band called Animal Train with Joe Craig Jones from Alden. And then we went to Boy's Life, that was John Surrett and a bunch of other guys from Alden, going, It Came From Here. And we ended that set with Tilt City. People from Alden were in that band. They went on to be in the Brigands, and other people in that band went on to be in V and Nightland and King Federal. So as we were saying before, we will continue the music.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. everybody present. I'm sure you got a story to tell. Would you like to go to heaven tonight? We all need a break from this hell. You know you've been there before. It's a coin to size for everyone who tries. It's a bitch, but you'd be surprised. It's on my shoulder. It's the weight of the world. If I seem colder, it's the weight of the world. Everybody has a weight of their own. Leaving someday, it's the way to get home. Now I will be honest, but I still fall for those easy ways. Because once upon a time, we all get confused and dazed. I'm not pointing the finger, Paul's just a singer.